Right?
Gotcha.
Oh, is that where it's from?
Yes.
Yes.
They are. This is Memento? Memento?
This is the evolution.
This is the okay.
Studio, yes.
If you don't mind, I would love to tape this. So.
Is that allowed?
Is that allowed?
Not to air.
No, not to air.
No.
But.
That's fine.
Promise.
Okay, my pen might not be working. I'm gonna go grab another one.
I got one.
Yeah, another one? Great. And you know what, I'll start. Just get your first. I'll just get your full names again with the
right
spelling, so then I can just number code you and then.
Sure. Does this have to? Do you want like our online names or?
Your names and then your online names as well. Yeah. So I know James or Brian. Your
That's
name
right.
is what online?
Cimmerian.
Right.
Cimmerian.
Right. Okay.
You missed the I, don't buddy.
I-A-N?
You said A-N.
I got it on the email anyway.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay. And I'm Sean Kennedy, S-E-A-N. Kennedy, like the dead guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same online name, only there's T-F-M on the end of it.
Okay. Great.
Derek Anderson, D-E-R-E-K. And Anderson spelled S-O-N.
Great.
And the online name is Enki, E-N-K-I.
Okay, maybe you can tell me your ages.
26. 13. No. God, how old am I now? I guess I'm 27. October 23rd, 73. How old are you?
Yeah. 26. Your birthday is like...
Am I still 26?
Yes, still 26.
You know, I just... You lose track of these things. 26, yeah. I guess.
27.
27. Okay, great. And are you sort of... keep it all together? You're sort of the primary players?
Let's give credit where credit is due. James, this entire thing, James is the god here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the one who came up with Rant Radio.
Okay, he was the one originally aspired to. At that time when it was created, Derek was James's roommate.
Mm-hmm.
This used to be Derek's room.
Okay.
Not always.
We've
so
fumigated since then. It's okay. But and I've always just I met James through some friends of mine years ago, and I've always just been a loudmouth kind of freaky guy. So he called me up and said, "Hey,
do some stuff on the radio."
Derek
show.
Is probably the driving force behind Rant Radio is James.
Mm-hmm.
Derek is the smartest person here, and I'm the loudest person here. So,
well, what's happened?
I'm
is
the
we,
most organized.
Yeah.
We now have a server in an undisclosed location, which all our stuff runs off of, and I'm the guy responsible for keeping it more or less up and running.
Yeah.
I write all the software that drives the cult site. I'm trying to convert this guy into using the same software for Rant Radio.
It's not so easy to
not easy to convince.
The best way to do it to. To draw a metaphor over this would probably be that I'd be a lead singer, Derek would be the band, and James would be post-production. That's probably the best way to...
Mixer.
God.
Not even post-production, just production.
Yeah,
production.
Production, period, yeah.
Okay, good. That does make sense in band terms. Okay.
You sure you don't want to Dr. Pepper? You okay? We got a fridge full of it.
The thing, actually, I realized this on my way, I forgot my tape recorder. So that's, I usually do that, so I don't
know.
I know, it's okay, I'll have to just write quicker than I usually am used to, but that's the only, it's my fault, so that's the only.
Are you doing shorthand, or are you doing this longhand?
Shorthand.
Oh.
Really?
That's scribbles.
There's art. There's a lost art.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, everyone uses tape recorders and video cameras and everything.
Do we have one floating around, or?
A tape recorder, I don't know if it's working or where it is, or...
Right.
We can upload you the WAV file.
Yeah,
that's right. You got an MP3 player?
I'll be okay. Just do a quick talk to you quickly, then we'll be fine.
Right.
When do you guys have to actually start gearing up for the show?
I usually start an hour before the show, so about 5 o'clock.
Is the phone turned off?
No.
Let's turn it off. You have priority here, so the rest of the world
it's
can...
fine. I mean... We should. I can get all to the basics, and then I'll just sort of watch you guys work and
right.
And we'll go from there. Maybe then I can start with you. Well, first, maybe tell me what you do for your day jobs. I know you explained when we were emailing.
System administrator.
Yeah, what does that mean for people who don't know?
That means I keep computers running at a company.
Do you want to tell me the company or no?
No.
Okay. In Vancouver?
Sure. Telling you where it resides gives you a big hint, so I can't tell you.
Okay, I'll just say the Vancouver area.
Yeah, Vancouver area.
And that's full-time?
Yeah, that's a full-time job. This is not my full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
To dream.
Did you
makes
study
no
computer
money.
Sciences? Is that...
Yeah, I went to university to study computer sciences.
So
You failed out completely.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
You didn't finish?
Atta boy! Atta boy!
And got a job anyway.
God damn straight.
How come you didn't finish? Just you're like...
It wasn't...
He knows stuff.
They weren't teaching the right stuff.
Yeah.
They weren't teaching relevant, up-to-date kind of things. And it's really impossible for them to even do that in university because they have to go through approval processes. Everything has to get reviewed. Okay. And then...
University for Computer Science, it's changed a lot recently.
Mm-hmm. It's gotten better.
Red 5's got a pretty good set of courses because he just did them recently. Mm-hmm. But pretty much they're training cubicle fillers. They want some little guy that sits in the box and writes code.
Net slaves.
And that's not really the kind of job you necessarily want to get into. And computer programmers aren't that well paid. Engineers get a better deal out of it, but...
Decreased baud rate.
Sorry.
Interesting. What school were you at?
I went to University of Calgary and SFU.
Okay. And you got a job anyway?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
No problem. It's all about what you know, not a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's good. So you self-taught then, in terms of your skills?
Pretty much. I mean, university helped out to nail down the basic skills and to make me actually pay attention and listen to things.
Yeah.
So it did help a lot.
God, man.
That thing's brutal at night.
Get that midget out of here.
And how about you?
How about
Did you go to university?
No, ma'am. No, I was in the Canadian Army from 94 to 97. And
I can't picture you in the Army.
We've got pictures.
Oh, really?
On the site.
Yeah, so actually, I was actually quite a soldier, actually, at one stage in my life.
Mm-hmm.
During that process, there was some rebirth sort of happened. And, Sean disappeared, and Tyler Durden was born. That's pretty much true. I won't get into that, but you're wondering about skill set, like where I acquired skills.
Where'd you learn to yell?
Where did I learn to yell at people?
Did you have no technology skill?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to Derek, he'd say no, none. But
right.
I am one of these people you could drop naked in the Amazon, and I would pick up everything inside of, like, a month and a half. I left the Army and began getting into computers, and I just immersed myself in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And now I work, I run an internet service provider in Vancouver. And I also do consultant work I've done work for some of the big buildings downtown. You'd be pretty surprised. So I have no paper. And that would be largely self-taught.
Mm-hmm. Why did you immerse yourself in computers after you left the Army?
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, because the Army was a giant lie. And there's nothing it represents which is even remotely decent. So my entire upbringing was then dedicated to... a lie. So I needed something else, and I was always into the counterculture, cyberculture aspect. And that was it. I just crawled inside the box. That and a whole lot of Quake, and here I am.
Yeah.
Great. And how about you?
Much like
you,
James.
You were born with a keyboard in your mouth, man. Both of these guys are
like, I started cracking video games when I was 11. And,
Oh, yeah.
Started writing when I was 12, just like little stuff, nothing marketed or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then did that for a long time. Burned out in my early 20s, which was unfortunately right about the time I was in university.
Mm-hmm.
I went to SFU for 4 years and qualified for another two or three.
And you failed out horribly too.
I flunked out horribly in some courses. Anything that wasn't a computer course, I flunked. And anything that was, I got A's and B's in.
You still kicked out anyway.
We see a trend forming here. You're a bunch of losers.
Burned out. Rode mountain bikes for... Exclusively rode bicycles for about 3 years and then got back into it.
Hmm.
And now I'm...
What did you do for a few years now? You said...
Mountain bikes. Well, bicycling in general. But,
Are you still,
do that. What?
Are you still sponsored?
I don't know. I'd have to drop by and ask them. I still get bikes at cost, so I guess so.
Derek is amazing. Amazing as a mountain biker. He's probably... I'd probably put him in the top 40 in BC.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I would
No, because I'm friends with the top 40 in BC. No,
yeah, you're certainly...
I compete and stuff, but not so much this year.
They know his name.
I wouldn't want to necessarily say that. But anyways.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. So, anyways, got back into computers, and now I work for the engineering department of a diesel engine parts company. I can't tell you which one. And unfortunately, I can't tell you what I'm doing there either, because I signed a non-disclosure agreement.
No, you're kidding.
Nope. No. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, he's...
What kind of company is it?
They make certain components of diesel engines.
Danger, danger, media, danger, danger.
Hey, I'm cool to say that.
Really? And you have signed a...
Non-disclosure agreement.
Just because it's...
That's common. That's very... I've signed non-disclosures.
So it's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's paranoid. Everybody's paranoid.
Yep.
Wow.
If anybody finds out what we're working on, that gives them enough of a clue for where we're going in the future.
Knowledge.
They could apply for... You can apply for small patents and encumber us so that we can never produce the product. But if they don't know what it is we're working on, then we're okay. And
plus there's stock things, all sorts of crap.
Yeah. Well, companies, yeah. Mm. And there's, yeah, there's other public knowledge issues. If I even talk about what I'm working on, that makes it public knowledge and can make the patent more difficult.
Really?
In the long run, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Now, are you working on the technology end of stuff?
Okay. Yeah, it's heavily computer related.
Yeah. So you don't need to go to school, eh? All these people going into debt.
A lot are self-taught nowadays.
There's a book by a guy named... Where's the book?
Phil Lessard.
Right.
Who we interviewed on the station. He wrote a book called Net Slaves.
I interviewed him. I think he's the one who told me about you guys. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. That would make a connection.
Him or John Katz. I interviewed both.
Yeah, but...
Bill really is
sorted out as to what's happening now.
The job market, what
Bill always said was, you know, and it's very true, is if you go to dinner parties here in computers, people think, you know, $1 million is going to fall out your ass, and it's not the case. My world could end tomorrow, and I'd have to go down to my local wherever with my hat in my hand and say, hey, I need a job, what can you do? And yeah, they'll pay me, you know, $10 an hour to go and show up at some pinhead's place and, you know, install a network card, and then that's it. But, you know, you have to try to avoid the wage slave sort of workforce, which is emergent in the computer industry.
It's an interesting world with computers, because the technology that everybody's using today wasn't around last year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you look, I'm sure the Vancouver Sun's webpage has it. Any webpage, they've got something called Macromedia Flash. It's an animation system for interactive webpages. And a year ago, nobody was using it. And 2 years ago, it didn't exist. I think it was an idea in some engineer's head. Or at least it existed in a much smaller subset of what it is now.
Now
the idea of going to school to use this is ludicrous, because there's not enough people. It'll be terminated.
Yeah.
Well, even if you could look forward to the technology being here in a couple of years, which you can't, anybody who knows the technology enough to use it now, why would they ever teach it? They can make way more money using it and selling it to somebody.
Right.
And it's funny, because you see 13-year-old kids who are better than any of us here with this technology.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't have any other skills, but...
Some of our listeners are amazing.
Yeah. They do a lot for us.
Amazing. We should show her some of the art that's been turned in. It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God. I feel so dwarfed.
And they're kids, like they're young guys?
They're children, like 14, 15-year-old kids. And they're like... They talk to me because I've got this guru sort of internet celebrity loudmouth status, and they're like, hey man, I made this for you, I think you're cool. And I'm like looking at this stuff going, oh my God, are you ever going to make more money than I will probably ever make in my life by the time you're my age?
Wow.
And it's very, very humbling to have these children who think my brain isn't working right now. What's the term for a child? Child genius.
Prodigies.
Thank you. Prodigies. And they're just really phenomenal. Like, I'm not verbally gifted.
And they're attracted to you guys because they're online all the time.
There's a variety of reasons why they are.
Yeah.
The reason why they're attracted to us, I'd say, is children today, teenagers especially, are not respected by any stretch. And through Rant Radio and through Cult, we give them a voice. Mm-hmm. We give them
recognition for what they're doing, whatever skill they're really good at.
Understanding,
we can make it shine on the station.
A sense of belonging, and our listeners are extremely loyal.
Yeah.
People will
really?
Tune. Oh,
they're
God.
There every week.
Really?
Yeah. People are getting.
Isn't.
People are getting tattoos. It's amazing to me. It's and again very humbling.
Yeah. It's important to note that. When Sean was saying these kids are child prodigies, a lot of them, he wasn't kidding. A lot of these kids are the best and the brightest that there is to offer wherever they come from. You know, mm-hmm. be that smart kid in school everybody remembers,
yeah.
right? But like those smart kids in school we all remember, they're alienated, too, by their intelligence.
Bingo.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of friends. They don't hang out with the jocks in school, you know. And it's changing. Technology makes it a little more popular to be the smart kid, you know. If you have your own webpage, that's cool now.
Yeah.
A few years ago, you had your own webpage, and everybody expected you to show up with tape on your glasses.
And when we were in school, it was, you know, you're going to get blood in the mouth.
But yeah. but it is still like that. These kids are alienated just by the fact that they're smarter and they worry about different things than
yeah.
their friends do. So
yeah.
coming to Rant Radio, coming to Cult, they can hang out with kids that are smart like them, but also have the same interests.
Yeah.
They're interested in authoring Flash or making interactive media stuff. They're interested in programming. They're interested in all this stuff where their friends are maybe worried about other things at home.
Yeah.
So it gives a community where they can interact like that, and that's part of why they're so loyal, too.
Mm-hmm.
They come home here, and they can go on the IRC and talk to somebody who's part of this club
that's
that knows
the first,
what they're all about.
That's the first part of it. The second part of it, because, okay, Sean, if they're so technical, why did they like you? You don't talk about technical stuff.
Right.
You get on the air, you swear your head off. And you talk about, you know, everything from, you know, blowing stuff up to hookers, you know, and why do they listen to you?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that is because these children are sick of being lied to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're part of a generation that isn't raised. They're distracted.
Yeah.
And eventually now they're 21 and they're being told they have to, you know, toe the line in these teamwork buzzwords which are fed to them by corporations.
Mm-hmm.
That, and they're just like, you know, what the hell, man? You know, and some people have said, you know, like you look at guys like Hunter S. Thompson and,
mm-hmm.
and those types who were gurus in that in their time. And you look at them and you say, well, what were they? They were just drug-toting losers who drove around in Cadillacs and, you know, got high and did savage burns on hotels. And I'm not nearly as talented as that, and nor do I have nearly as cool of a convertible. But, you know, that's the same thing that would draw those young people then to that counterculture.
Yep.
It's the same thing that probably is a turn-on for Rant Radio, because they're just like, fuck it. Let's
telling
just,
it to
yeah,
them straight.
Let's just get,
yeah.
get it
hiding
going on.
Behind anything.
And, you know, we really call it like we see it. So.
And, the internet really allows us to tell it to them straight.
Yeah.
There's pretty much no rules on the internet.
Yeah.
It's there are. You still have to obey the real life rules.
Yeah, no open threats.
No open threats. And just all of that
yeah.
translates well. But
mm-hmm.
It's not like you're a media that you're on the TV. You're one of those channels
yeah.
that you have to flip by.
Yeah.
Somebody has to actively tune in to the radio station.
Yeah.
And know what they're doing and have
and
the right software installed.
So it's no accident they're just going to
yeah,
find us.
We're not going to
yeah.
get some six-year-old kid who shows up and he learns a whole new curse word vocabulary
yeah.
from Sean.
So if you're smart enough to get to us, you're smart enough to understand what we're saying.
Yeah.
Or interpret properly what we're saying.
There's also an advantage in being on the internet. The cost of broadcasting on the internet, surprisingly enough, is way cheaper than a radio or a television station.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen the equipment we've got here.
Yeah.
It doesn't look that impressive, but we can reach out to well over 1,000 listeners.
Well,
time.
Over 2,000 listeners.
Over 2,000 listeners now?
No,
I'm not sure how many
yeah.
years we've got going
over 2,000,
here.
I think. 2,500.
Okay, so 2,000 listeners can listen to us simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
A radio station or a television station that had that capacity has to have a huge infrastructure and
yeah.
therefore sponsorship to pay for it.
Yeah.
Have to be very careful what you say.
Mm-hmm.
You can't chop down GE if they're bringing good things to life during your commercial spots.
That's right.
If you're going to
yeah.
cut down their corporate policy on nuclear warhead manufacture.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an unwritten rule. Don't piss off GE, otherwise they won't advertise their Walkmans on your.
Well, it's obvious. Yeah, it's the.
It's
yeah.
obvious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we don't have to be careful about that stuff. We can go right up and say, fuck GE.
Yep.
No.
Pound sand GE, we don't care about you.
No.
And, you know.
Yeah, it allows us the freedom.
I don't think we
no
have
sponsors
to doing that yet.
Like,
yeah.
we don't have any sponsors. Nobody.
And you don't want it?
No, we don't want sponsors. Anybody. We don't need investments. if anything.
We would take sponsors provided they were the right kinds of sponsors and we allowed the freedom.
Quite possibly.
You know, like, if the Gap came to us and said, hey, we'd like to run Gap spots because you're cool, we'd say, wow, I'm going to tell you how to take off in 9 languages.
Yeah.
Okay? Same with Nike, same with all these, you know, sweatshop manufacturing.
They have
the
same kind of outlook that we have.
You know,
and I'd rather have it... run like a PBS station.
That's exactly
supported by the listeners. Because if they don't like us, they won't listen to us. They won't support us.
National Geographic of the internet.
Yeah, that's right. Not sold on newsstands.
That's a petty goal, isn't it?
Isn't it nice though? Think big. Yeah, come on, Derek. We never even thought it would be this big. Okay, this will start with a bunch of guys.
Only if it, like, when
every
you
day
started,
surprises us.
What did you think when you came up with an idea? Sort of.
I wouldn't care if one person listens. That's enough for me.
And that's, you know, that's not bullshit. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was one person listening.
There was a time he cooked this concept up, and. I'm the guy in the Safeway lineup who used to sit there and go and look at the tabloids and go, what the hell is going on with our world? And I'd start a conversation in a small show in the lineup. My family's in show business, so I was kind of raised that way. And James called me up and said, hey, come on over.
You're funny.
I got this radio station. Come on over. I'll record some shit. You'll be the rant and rant radio and just go off about stuff. Just, I don't know, read the paper. And I'd read the paper and I'd look at stuff. I was like, what the hell is this guy's deal?
Yeah.
Boom! Off I go. and there's a ton of them. We could play a couple choice ones on the show tonight.
Yeah.
And then what happened was we started recording them. Mm-hmm. And then we recorded them and put some music in the background. And then we edited them a little bit more. And James came to me one day and said, Sean, do you know that every minute of every day, someone is downloading one of your rants somewhere in the world?
Yeah.
And I said, no.
I don't have the servers to support the number of people that want to get the rants that he does now. So I had to shut it down.
That's okay, though. They're all available.
Yeah,
they're all available on the cult webpage. You can go to the page and download them.
And they're all indexed.
And they're all free. Everything's free. That's a big thing.
Yeah. Anything, people can download shows. They can download anything we make. My images are free.
Everything's free. If anybody takes my images and they want to do anything with them, that's got to be free after that.
Yeah.
Did we do that? We did the GNU public license, artistic license.
I don't think we've actually signed
it. We've got to go and do that.
Yeah, we've got to do that pretty quick.
The plan is there's something called the GNU public license. I'm not going to get into the details of it.
GNU
public license.
Yeah, and the idea behind it is you can take anything we've got. You can change it, modify it, use it, give it away, sell it, whatever you want to do with it. But if you do these things, you have to also make it available for free to anybody who wants
to
take it.
They can sell it.
You can sell it. But on the literature it says you can buy this or you can go here and get it for free.
You have to make it available for free.
Right. And readily acknowledged that it's available for free. You can't hide it.
Right. When you give it away, you also have to give it away with the stipulation that if you take this, you're bound by the same license I am.
Right. Yeah.
So you can sell it, and
you give it away for free. That's it. It's everywhere for free. You can't shut it down, and you can't take it away.
Yeah.
Why is that important for you guys? An obvious point, but explain it to me.
It's different to each of us for different reasons. Sim? Would you like some water? I'm having a hell of a time dealing with the fact you don't have anything to drink with.
Do you have any
she's not the one doing the docking.
Coke or...
We have cherry Coke.
Cherry Pepsi.
We have cherry Pepsi.
Cherry Pepsi.
You don't drink diet beverages, do you?
Yeah, I do.
It's full of aspartame. It's evil. It causes spongy holes in your head. Stop that. I'm serious. They're trying to ban it.
It's provably addictive. It was turned down by the FDA once as a medication.
It breaks down into formaldehyde methanol. Stop.
Yeah, all the people that worked for the company that designed this stuff went to work for the FDA, and then they ran it through. They gave permissions on this stuff. It's like...
Okay, we're balling
it's
out.
So bad.
Stop. do not yell at the next okay. I actually don't have Coke. What we got is Dr. Pepper and cherry Pepsi.
Pepsi.
You sure you don't
want
to? I can put it in ice. It's nice on ice. It's not so thick.
That's fine.
Dr. Pepper on ice?
Merciless. Okay, do James, do Derek Melvin.
Okay, so why is it free? Why is it important for you to have sort of...
I don't even know how to phrase it. Just because I think that people should just enjoy it freely. They shouldn't have to pay for what we're doing. I'm not doing it to profit. I'm doing it for people's enjoyment, people's information. So people can just disseminate information freely. And that's about it. Yeah.
That's good, noble.
I'm taking it from the commercial aspect. I just don't want anybody else's vested interest in it.
Yeah.
So they can say, well, we really don't like what you're doing. And I don't want to go, well, I do like what I'm doing. It's like, well, they have control, and we're going to take your sponsorship away from you.
Right.
And I would just avoid all that.
Right.
And it was set up just for fun. It wasn't set up, oh, in 2 years, it's worth this much, and we can sell it and move on to the next thing. This was set up for people's enjoyment, for my own enjoyment, for the pirate radio aspect of it, the rebellious kind of aspect. Unfortunately, in Canada, you can actually legally do this on the internet. The CRTC does not regulate it because they found out, well, they just realized they can't regulate it. As opposed to in the States where they say, yeah, you can't do that. Well, we can't really do much about it.
So this in the States is illegal?
Yeah, you have to go through, you have to get approval, sign all these papers.
How do they control it?
They don't. They can't.
Yeah.
They just say don't do it, right? They can't control a lot of things, but they still pass laws.
Right.
But in Canada, the CRTC says, we can't control it, we're not going to.
Right.
If there's a big to-do and they're doing illegal things, like, I don't know what, doing bad things on the internet, of course they're going to go after you.
There's a ball, there's a glass of pop on the floor, directly there.
Okay.
Do not kick it.
Yeah.
I'll try not to.
But I was very happy at that announcement. But it takes the edge off of it. Oh, we're not pirate anymore.
It would have been more fun if they just left it.
Yeah, just left it hanging. Oh, we don't know.
When did they do that?
When did they do that?
Like, so
it was May 1999.
Okay, so...
It was shortly after it started getting popular.
Yeah.
I mean, about 2 years ago, it exploded because of the software that we use to do it, Shoutcast.
Where did that coup develop it?
It was developed by the same people who developed Winamp.
Mm-hmm.
It's developed by Nullsoft.
Which was recently purchased by American Online.
Yeah.
But they haven't done much
with it. You're kidding.
Yeah. And so they made a lot of money.
It's okay though. That there's
the guy
there's free.
Is very cool.
Yeah, the guy who invented all this stuff is quite an interesting character. He's you've heard about Napster?
Yeah.
Well, this guy wrote something that makes Napster look like a children's toy called Nutella. Nutella. Gnutella.
Nutella.
Yeah, like the chocolate spread. It's spelled exactly the same.
And it's basically the same as Napster, except it's decentralized, and anybody who starts running it's part of, like, this secondary network runs on top of the internet.
You can't shut it down.
There's no possible way. That was the whole reason he wrote it. It's brilliant.
They can say bad, all they want in court.
Is it out there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's out there. It's what everybody's going to
do. Thousands of Napster refugees who are flooding to this thing.
It was up for 10 hours.
And he's the same guy who developed the software.
He wrote this software. It was out for 10 hours, and AOL went, "Whoa, no! You know we're getting bought out by Time Warner, right?"
Now understand?
Shut it down.
Understand? He did not advertise. He took it. Went, "Here's Nutella for 10 hours. 10 hours, and it is so proliferated now that you cannot talk to anyone who knows anything about MP3s and they don't know about it."
Really?
And to make it even better, it doesn't share only MP3s. It shares video files.
Any
download movies, software, anything.
Yeah.
So
it's the perfect sharing.
It was a reaction to the Napster company getting sued by the Recording Industry of Association of America. I don't think if they've never made a big deal out of it, Nutella never would have come about.
Napster wouldn't have been so huge as it is. Nobody would have heard of it. Like, you can say Napster to anyone now.
Yeah, I'm not into
your grandma and she'll know, right?
It's true. Yeah. So, what's the status with this Nutella thing?
That's governed under the same license.
They can't
stop it. There is no status.
You cannot stop it.
Period.
He published the protocol on how it works, and now there's a dozen different clones out there that all work with it, so you can get it on Macintosh, you can get it on IBM, you can get it on a Unix or a Linux or whatever operating system.
Does
no.
He, nope. He's not interested in making money, this guy.
He's a genius, and he'll be hired by anybody.
He sold Winamp for $86 million. So he's a 21-year-old kid who sold Winamp for $86 million. I guess you get to be kind of eccentric after that.
Yeah.
It's like, what did he do for $86 million?
He sold Winamp. He made a thing that played media, and then he sold it for $86 million. What the fuck does he care? Yeah, whatever. Sure, yeah, I have a car. Fuck, whatever.
Yeah, I think he crashes Audis for fun now.
Yeah.
It's just like, what's there's the program? Pictures. How do you spell the program that he developed?
The one that he make the money on?
Yeah.
Winamp. W-I-N-A-M-P. All one word. Winamp.
And Winamp's kind of like the glue that ties all this technology together. Winamp is the reason MP3 is so popular. It's a really good player that's easy to use.
Yeah, we all kind
Shoutcast
of
interacts with it as well. Yeah. Shoutcast is our software that lets us broadcast. And Winamp just plays Shoutcast
and
streams.
Shoutcast is free. Winamp is free.
It's and a good analogy free. Is that Winamp is like your Ghetto Blaster or your stereo, your radio. And then Shoutcast is like the radio transmission
power.
It's
the antenna.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Wow. Okay, back to the free thing, and then you can go on your rant about money.
Go for it.
Why is it important to be free?
For me, my reasons are probably pretty different from the other guys, but mainly everything I see that you can get on the internet, any media you can watch in television, anything you look at, it's all encumbered by copyright law. Mm-hmm. You can't make a copy and give it to a friend. Like, you can, especially in the States, like, there's fair use clauses, but big companies stomp on those all the time, and a good example is the MPAA right now. If you want to go and...
motion picture.
If you want to watch a DVD that you bought in Britain, well, you can't, because it'll kill your DVD player. Your DVD player will say, whoa, I'm only for North American discs, you can't play this here. Or if you get one in Japan, you can't play it in the UK or whatever. Like, they're not compatible. Even though the media is compatible, they deliberately made it so it wouldn't work. So now you can't go onto eBay or wherever and buy something that somebody has in Hong Kong and watch it here. You're out of luck.
Yeah.
And it's just one example of lots of ways that, you know, our whole culture is based on our media.
Yeah.
But we don't own it. And we can't own it. And even the people that make it don't own it. That's the crazy part. These big monolithic corporations own the media. And
we
if
own
you
your,
want...
We own your name. We own what you make. We own what you can't make.
Yeah, they own everything, including your future. And our culture is made up of all this stuff that we grew up... Like, my culture is Transformers and G.I. Joe. But I don't own any part of my culture. I can't tell my kids about it. I can't make stories up about it and tell people about it because I don't own the rights to it. Which is, you know, fair in some ways and not in some others. But I think it's really cool that we can make this license. It's called the GPL. And we can say, here's our stuff. If you want a copy of it, great, take it. And if you want to sell it, great, take it and sell it. And but it stays free. It belongs to whoever takes it as much as it belongs to you.
And
if you add stuff to it, you have to give that stuff away too. That's the really killer part.
Yeah.
If, for example, Nike takes some of our stuff and uses it in an ad, we can't stop them. And we don't want to.
Yeah.
But they have to take that stuff they added to it, and anybody can rebroadcast that ad. Anybody can take that ad, chop it up, put it together, play it on television, it whatever works. They want.
Yeah.
They can pick it apart and make a parody of it, which you can't do now.
Yeah.
That's what's attractive to me about it. Anybody.
And why are they stopping the copying? Don't they want this information out there? Didn't they make it for people to see? Mm-hmm. Obviously not.
Yeah.
They made it for money.
Yeah.
We're making it because we want people to hear us. Mm-hmm. We want people to share it with their friends. These people don't want you to share it with your friends. They want your money.
Yeah.
And also that system kind of keeps us honest too.
Yeah, that's
it shows we're in this for being in this. We're not in this for the money. If we're in this for the money, we wouldn't give it away for free.
Yeah.
we couldn't give it away for money.
Yeah, that's what we thought until a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
right?
That's true, yeah.
Why? What happened a few weeks ago?
Nothing happened a few weeks ago.
Somebody offered something for the station. We are not allowed to talk about it because of a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah. Somebody offered to buy us. We said, no, go away.
I can publish that at least?
Yeah, someone offered to... Yeah,
sure.
Someone offered to buy us. We ceremoniously told them to pound sand up their ass.
Yep.
Wow. I don't know if you can write ass, but...
Lots of asterisks.
And they made you sign a non-disclosure?
Before they
just even talked to us about it.
Oh, yeah.
Really? And how come you say, okay, well, fine, we'll sign one?
Because it's not
otherwise, we don't find out what they want. Yeah. Maybe it's really cool.
They could have been offering us no strings attached sponsorship or ads or something, which wouldn't be a bad thing.
Right.
The thing is with the...
Well, we can't talk about it.
With the freedom thing, our culture is obsessed with making money.
Yes.
You know, and whenever we tell anyone about the station, they invariably say, are you guys making any money at this?
How
are
you making money?
How are you making money at this? You know, I really bet that Lord Byron did not sit there and consider his marketing angle. And Robert Frost didn't consider Miles to Go Before I Sleep to be, you know, some kind of a t-shirt slogan.
Shakespeare did.
Well, Shakespeare
did. So he was work for hire.
Yeah.
But
no, they say you do.
I mean, but that's playwright and whatnot. But the fact is that you know, doesn't anybody do anything for the love anymore?
Yeah.
You know, and people do. There's people who endorse Napster. There's bands that endorse Napster. And why is it important for me for this to be free? Is because it's my way of getting back. It's a large vengeance thing on this horrible lie, so that one day I can be sure that my child doesn't ask me, "Daddy, were you licensed to tell me that bedtime story?" You know, what?
Right.
I mean, at what point do you say, you know, hang on, guys, this is all wrong. And this has gone way too far, and we're here to wreck everything, including industries. God sent us.
Did you know that the song Happy Birthday is copyrighted and you're not allowed to perform it publicly because the copyright's owned by somebody else?
Yep. Really? Television stations
Happy
have gotten
birthday.
Sued.
You are not allowed to tape a hockey game and show it to your friends.
Yes.
It's against the law. Everybody does it anyways.
There's absolutely no rebroadcasts of the Olympic Games on the internet.
Really?
They banned them. And we want control of them because you can edit out the commercials.
Right.
And the thing
it's
is...
It's a big marketing thing.
Yeah, it's a huge marketing thing. And now it's come to the stage where, you know, we have nothing. And if Nike came to me now and said, Sean, you got a big mouth, you say too much stuff, we're going to take you to court. I would giggle all the way to the courtroom. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Oh, yeah.
And I would have... Oh, my God. I'd become an overnight sensation. What, are you joking? They'd be, they would ceremoniously be shooting themselves in the mouth.
Yeah.
They can't stop it.
Yeah.
They can't. The press would be unbelievable. Instant icon.
Yeah.
And when was the last counterculture icon we had? Sid Vicious? Mm-hmm. Kurt Cobain? You know?
Yeah.
And now they... They try to... They get mad at guys like Eminem and Marilyn Manson. But God forbid if you've got something intelligent to say.
Yeah, they're not saying anything. They're just loud.
They just hide. And they hope, dear God, I hope not anybody is not listening.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. I mean, it's easy to throw rocks at Eminem. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's important for it to stay free to me in a nutshell. Because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
How much did it cost to get this going? I mean, you must have invested in your personal money.
At first, it was nothing because it was a very small station.
Yeah, at first it was a Radio Shack.
Over the years, I've been going at it 2 years. Hundreds of dollars,
thousands
of dollars.
Thousands,
all of our own money. We haven't asked for red cent one.
Nope.
From anyone.
Mm-hmm. Nor have we received it.
Nor have we received it. We've given away prizes on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of prizes?
T-shirts. I don't know.
Linux distributions.
Whatever's sitting around.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. M&Ms. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Stuff.
Usually recordings of the show.
Yeah, recordings of the show.
Yeah.
People love that. I think that's a great prize. They obviously liked the show, so we put it on CD.
It was very funny because we never listened to the shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
before a long time, for a year.
Oh yeah, shows must be for people. Like,
and we
it.
Listened to the show that we hadn't heard, so we were looking through. I'm like, what show is this? And we're listening to it, and of course, you can't remember a thing of what happened. You know,
it's like blah blah blah.
And it was entertaining as hell.
Yep.
And we're sitting there going, man, we're pretty funny in a retarded kind of crack smoking sort of way. And wow. You know, and
so we finally saw the appeal.
We were more idiots. Surprised with this than anyone. You know what? You don't think, you know, we don't know where the hell we are? Like, give me a break, man. This is wacko.
Yeah.
I mean, James had to take me home and show me on the internet right now that someone's downloading your ads. Because I'm like, forget it, man. Yeah. No one wants to listen to me.
Yeah.
You know, and go figure. Drink your cocktail.
It's actually okay. It's good to have the water, just the ice melt a little bit.
It's humidifying the room.
Okay.
It's diluting the sugars.
Now, you said earlier both of you grew up with sort of a keyboard on your lap, sort of technology families.
Families. No. we were opportunistic enough to be able to get a computer from our parents. They don't know anything about computers.
Yeah.
And still don't.
It's funny that back, you know, now everybody, you know, everybody's getting their kids computers and thinks it's such an important thing, but 10 years ago, man, parents look, they're like, why don't we just get you a Nintendo? It's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
Get you the wrong computer.
The computer was the thing that got taken away from me when I didn't do my homework. Yeah. It was the first thing I lost.
Me too.
And that was like the last thing they really should have taken away.
Yeah. Right. They should have taken away the TV.
No, I didn't watch TV as a kid either. That was the other good thing. My parents
didn't.
I did.
My parents didn't have cable.
All the way.
Yeah, same thing.
A-team kicked ass.
I wasn't allowed to watch A-Team. It was too violent. Mom, look who I'm hanging out with now.
Okay. Can you explain maybe sort of the equipment?
The way it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of try to...
We speak into a microphone, which goes into a mixing board, because we have about 6 microphones here. Mm-hmm. And the mixing board goes into the computer.
How many mixing boards did you say you have?
There's just one mixing board, but we've got all the different six microphones in here. You can have as many as you want. Depends on the mixing board.
Right.
This one has 6. And the mixing board and all the microphones, what everyone says, goes into the computer. Mm-hmm. And from there, we can also play music or whatever else anybody has sent in to us. Mm-hmm. And it mixes. I can switch back and forth, play both at the same time, whatever. And from there, it gets all encoded into computer language and sent out from my computer pretty much to other computers, and in turn sends it out to all the listeners that tune in. And that's how it gets from our mouth to their ears.
So why is it a maximum of 2,000 listeners?
It all depends on how many, like all of our feeds have been donated. Very, very generous people that have extra bandwidth on their school or work or home computers.
They beg, borrow, and steal it, baby!
They borrow and steal it.
Yeah!
And it's all donated. We haven't paid for any of that, which has been really nice.
It's a huge pirate underground bandwidth.
But these are listeners, and they appreciate what we do, and in turn, they're giving back to us.
Yeah. When you say feed, can you explain that to people who don't know anything about technology?
I think I got a good analogy here. The internet works a lot like a phone system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for us, a feed is analogous to a phone line. You know, at Christmas time, when everybody's trying to call at the same time, you pick it up, and your phone doesn't work. It's the exact same thing with us on the internet broadcasting Rant Radio. If we were to have 2,000 people log in at the same time, all circuits are busy right now. Please call back later.
Right.
It's exactly the same
thing. Okay, so the more feeds you get, the more people can listen.
Right now.
And all your feeds are donated.
Yeah.
Everything.
And it'll all grow exponentially, because the more listeners, the more possible people that can supply us with feeds.
Right.
The people who provide bandwidth have things called mirrors, which, you know, they take the thing, mirror it, and broadcast it. Mm-hmm. And we have mirrors in New York, Australia, the Netherlands,
California.
Where? Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
And all because we think you're cool.
Yeah, right. that's
And people
that's
hear our message and they think we rock.
Yeah, and they want to help spread it.
Beats the Catholic Channel.
I think there's a little bit of the justifying our budget syndrome going on in a couple of cases.
Yeah, probably. We need the money, JC.
Look at our traffic last night.
Look at our traffic!
Sunday night's when the big internet backup happens.
My God, man. There's a lot of people looking at it on Sunday night.
The good thing about these people is that you actually don't use a lot of upstream bandwidth. So
we're not costing anyone any money.
Yeah. Right. It's all extra stuff that these people are giving to us, so it's not impacting in any way whatever.
It's not like someone's going to lose their job for this.
No.
Yeah, got it. Okay. And this is just an old beater, like an old computer?
No, the monitor looks like an old beater. It's brand new.
Oh,
computer.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Just a piece of crap monitor, because monitors are expensive. Yeah, I have 3 computers, 4 computers in the house. Each one does a different purpose.
The camera
all related
was donated.
to the radio station?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the driving force. If I didn't have the radio station, I would have a very, very good computer. But now I have bunch of good ones.
You have no friends.
But no friends.
I don't like you. Wasn't for the radio
station. But yeah, I've invested a lot of money into computers to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And gear and equipment. And
when you get bargains. When you're in the industry, you get, like...
You get good deals.
You know, yeah, you get good deals. You know people.
Beg, borrow, steal.
Why
people
do you
upgrade?
Need more than the one computer?
Because one is really busy encoding the stream, and you can't do anything else on it. Another one serves up all the files that people want to download, all the stuff that we make up on the station.
How many computers we got in here?
There's 3 that are actually active for the radio. That's I have four computers, but one's like a piece of junk. I just put Linux on.
Another one's kind of like the telephone switchboard. But
yeah, this is a really bad computer. And all it does is broadcast.
Bad computer.
Broadcast the radio station. That's all it does. 24 hours a day. I don't even look at it. It just works.
Right.
Yeah. It might as well be a hardcore piece of hardware.
Are you actually running a Microsoft operating system on that?
Yeah. Windows 2000 hasn't gone down in 3 months.
Wow.
It's really, really simple.
When did you get it?
Because it doesn't do anything.
It is pretty stable.
Okay. And what's the Commodore thing
called? Oh, we like just...
Commodore monitors are the rockin' TVs of the world, man. You can get res on those things that are just rank.
They're great for TVs. I have five of them.
You have five little Commodore
things? Commodore
oh, yeah, they slay.
They're all in the other room right now, but eventually I'm going to have wall brackets up, and it's just going to be a multimedia experience.
Yeah, we'll make Rant Radio a wow experience. Yeah, you're seeing us in the gestation phase.
That's right.
They're just the cheapest way to get a decent edit.
Oh, it's amazing monitors. Just...
We're kind of like what radio stations will be after the bomb.
That's right. Cobbled together pieces that just barely work.
That's right.
Get the message out.
We're the Blade Runners.
Oh no, it's
short enough.
Quick, bring in the other one.
Oh please!
Here, come on, now we gotta have all these really cool analogies. We're outlaws. We're internet, cyber.
But at the other end, it sounds smooth.
And that is what goes on. We look at that.
Actually, yes, we have a webcam. We have
right, and that's what the image is when you go online.
That's exactly what people see. And actually, right now,
you're on the webcam.
You're on the webcam. Woo! Forgot.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's live. People can see it right now.
They're looking at you as we speak. But there's only four of them. Don't
they
feel
can't
bad.
Hear you, so don't worry.
Oh, okay.
They can just see.
Oh,
they
it's just
see
it's
you.
Just an image. I see.
Yeah.
Or you can put it over there. So the three boys.
Put it on that. Put it on the.
Put okay,
it on
the dark zoom in.
No, I don't see it.
She's gonna get freaky. Don't be freaky. she's being so nice.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a webcam. We try and do multimedia experience for our listeners. They can see us, they can hear us, and they can also chat to us by typing in our chat channel.
And we have a 1-800 number.
This is just a Sunday night thing.
This is just a Sunday. No, they chat all the time.
There's always someone in the room.
Always somebody you can talk to.
Always. 24/7.
Not here.
No, it's a virtual room.
In the chat channel. And we also have a 1-800 number that I got for the station. So that they can phone in free. Before, they had to phone long distance, and they did.
Yeah,
they had
amazing.
No problem with that, but I thought it's actually cheaper.
People used to call in long distance.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
When did
you
get that 1-800 number?
That was about 2 months ago, I think. Two or three months ago.
I still lived here.
Okay.
That was, I guess, April.
I don't know.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Sometimes.
We're not going to put the 1-800 number in the paper because it will ring off the wall.
Because people are very respectful. Like, everyone that listens to the show knows the 1-800 number. Yeah. Nobody calls
amazing
when the show's not on.
Trust. Yep. Amazing
it's
trust.
It's really nice.
If you treat people like criminals, like they do in a lot of schools in the States, they respond like animals.
Yeah.
You treat these people with dignity and respect, they're great.
Yeah.
Plus, we can find out what your phone number is.
No.
It's a 1-800 number.
It's the same line.
That's right.
So if it rings day and night,
all the time
yeah.
if they wanted.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Wow, and they don't.
Nope.
It's
but
really nice.
Bear in mind, too, if they phone the 1-800 number and pester us, we get their phone number.
Yeah, 1-800 numbers track every
right?
number.
And then we know what their phone number is.
Yeah.
And then you have a legion of hackers that listen to us who think we're cool.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to make brownie points, if someone was pissing us off, they might do something which would be illegal, which we wouldn't advise or want to have happen.
Sort of what is it, mainly guys, sort of kids, like 10
no.
to...
No, no, no,
no.
Actually, let me handle this. There was a gag, because these rants were being downloaded, and they were all like, whoa! They said, Sean, you should start a cult. And I'm like, yeah, okay, man. And I said, yeah, good idea, I can do whatever with it. Meanwhile, the most disbelieving person in this whole thing is my wife.
You're married?
Oh yeah. No, we're all
your
geeks.
Common love.
All geeks. All geeks are fat people who have no dates.
No, I didn't.
I'm here to shatter your image.
I didn't notice a wedding ring. That's why.
There's a story behind that.
Okay.
There's a story behind that. I had a ring that was made for me by my dad, and I lost it. And as punishment for myself, I will never wear a ring again.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's horrible, actually. It's very painful.
It really
I don't want to talk
ring.
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an Irish ring. He had it handmade.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, it was shitty. Anyway!
Okay.
So yes, I'm
wife.
Married.
Okay.
I'm married.
Yeah,
married a Mennonite Brethren girl, actually, and we're the most two polar opposite people you'll ever meet. Oh, yeah, it was interesting family relations, let me tell you. So, anyway, people are downloading my rants 24/7.
Yeah.
And somebody said, make a cult. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll make a cult. I'll call it Cult Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorists. That's what we'll call it.
Just
and
over
we'll,
the top.
We'll infect everyone. And I saw Fight Club, and I'm like, yeah, baby, that's the shit. And so we went, and I did it. And I'm great at making things happen. So I'm like, yeah. And Derek comes up to me and goes, I'm going to make a page for it. And I'm like, yeah, rock. So he goes and makes the page. And before we know it, people start signing up, and I make up this big, you know, Tyler Durden questionnaire, you know, about, you know, and it was started as a gag. I began to think of it more, and I started talking about counterculture and things being free and people doing things because people are people and not because there's money motivation, where it's an organization based on friendship, yep, not on, you know, common goals or any, yep, bullshit like that. Yep. And, yeah, so
4 months later.
Well, wait. The first month, we got the website. You'd send away to an automailer, mm-hmm, and it would send you a questionnaire. It's a huge questionnaire back.
Yeah.
And I started getting people joining. And when you're on the show tonight, you'll see there's people who come in. The way Cult is structured is that there's clans inside, mm-hmm, of Cult, mm-hmm, where you have, like, gargoyles, who are these wired people, prophets, who are artists,
Deckers
who are hackers. And,
is this stuff on the website? If I was,
it's all thecult.org. Mm-hmm. And when we're in the IRC room tonight, you'll see that we go through the IRC and you'll see gargoyle this, gargoyle that, prophet, right, this, decker that.
Okay.
Right, and they put the title on the names, and this gives them a real sense of belonging and, yeah, identity. Now, when in the questionnaire, I get a very good topographical of who's listening to the station and, right, who thinks we're cool.
Yeah.
I kid you not, our age bracket is between 14 and 37. Hmm. And it is at least 50% female.
Really?
Yes.
That's very interesting, because you guys seem like particularly,
yeah, that
like guys.
Yeah, surprised
guys.
The hell out of me.
No. when we did our marathon?
Wasn't there just a study done where they found out that women outnumber men when it,
yeah,
comes,
yeah,
to interactive online stuff?
And
guys are into the online gaming
and
stuff.
This is exactly the type of stuff that the women were profiled to like. The chatting, the,
right,
interactive kind of thing. So it's like, well, yeah, I guess it does work that way.
During the marathon, we had a female call in.
We did a 26-hour
right,
marathon.
Right, I saw, yeah,
okay,
over Canada.
Yeah,
Canada,
and that was a mistake.
Yeah, no, I was hoping to get, I had to go up to Winter Harbor, up Island, yeah, on another story, so I was hoping to come over and see some of that.
Oh, oh God, I'm glad you
didn't.
That's
good, because,
oh, wow,
we were horrible.
What?
We were all spaced out, and it was 26.
26 hours in this room with large, sweaty guys who don't bathe. Ask me that again.
It wasn't any music. We were talking straight for 26 hours. No breaks.
Were, yeah, you here too?
Oh, no. I was smart enough to be... Where was I?
You're away.
Oh, I was
here.
You're
mountain biking.
Ontario.
We're doing something stupid.
My fiancé showed up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. With my wife all in...
That's all
got
on the
photos.
Page.
Oh,
that's
my
crazy.
God, that's crazy. But anyway, yeah, they put on wigs and we're all...
I'd call it drag if they weren't both women.
Yeah.
It was sexy, though. It was pretty cool.
It was sexy.
Continue on.
Where were we?
Cult, evolving.
The
subject, train of thought.
The question,
oh, yeah, how many people actual members and hits
and,
a day, too.
Yes, and then the first few days on the Cult website, because it works like / daughter geek news, where it's a, it gives you all, I became obsessed with checking these places where you find stories and what's happening, and I started posting, and I was notoriously beating / Hacker News Network.
Really?
Yeah, all the time.
Sometimes CNN, ZDNet,
handily,
CNET News,
handily.
All these
sometimes by a day.
Reuters, too.
Like, sort of the daily hits that you were getting?
No, what
no,
happened
this,
no, no, no.
These are...
I would find out news before anyone else would.
Oh, I, yeah, see.
It's not what you know, it's when you knew it.
Because it's... The problem with these big websites is they have to get approval for these stories. Is it good enough?
Is it good enough to go up? Yada, yada, yada.
Like, fuck that. That's a good story.
It's a bang. Yeah, that's cool. Bang.
What kind of stories are you talking about?
It there's all different stories depending on your clan. If it's a prophet story, it has to do with art. If it's a gargoyle story, it does with tech. If it's a Hoonian story, it has to go with...
weird inventions in science.
Where would you find them? On the net?
On all over the internet.
So what happens is, some places are really good. They'll get a story up quickly. And another place will get another story up quickly. But
we,
to put,
yeah,
them all together and get them...
Yeah.
First,
yeah,
month, like, first month, we were getting 150, 250 hits a day.
No, not even. 100
no,
a day.
100 it's, a day. Second month, we were getting between 300 and 400 hits a day. Third month, we're getting like 600 and 700 hits a day. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting over 1,000 hits a day consistently.
Yeah.
And not only that, when we're talking about hits, we're not talking about just people viewing the site. I actually don't know how many people are looking at the site. I'm talking first-time viewers, over 1,000 a day. People who have never been
people who have never seen the site before.
How can you tell? Like, is
through just there's a technology I don't want to talk about.
Yeah. We have a way of.
There's a system using cookies and the route that the person's taking to get to us.
It's called a counter. It's a counter, and our counters are structured.
It's been demonized lately in the media, actually.
That's good information to know who your first time
is. Well, it is, but the problem is we don't want any of our stuff to be either seizable by authorities.
There's no database.
Or to be sold. So all the data is what happens is I look at the route and I encrypt it in a method where you can encrypt to that, but you can't go back from the encryption to the original route. And I see, okay, encrypt the route, check, see if there's that same encrypted data in the database, and if it is, then it's the same person. But I don't know who that person is. And I was very deliberate with that. I don't want to know who anybody is who looks at our page.
We respect a lot of privacy. I've had email from guys that are militia members of terrorist groups in the United States. I've had email from gun runners. I've had email from all these different types of people. Some of it actually is all good. They all think, yeah, we believe what you're saying. And I say, thank you. Please don't come up to my house. and it's all... But it's interesting that we've never actually received any bad press.
Yeah, zero.
No one has ever come to us and say, you guys are a bunch of losers.
We want to shut you down.
And which is surprising for me, because Sim is such a nice guy. Mm-hmm. And Derek does a great job on the page. But, you know, I'm waiting for somebody, for me to piss somebody off, and I'm trying like hell.
Trying hard.
Yeah, I'm trying hard. And
that doesn't freak you out that people, like militia members in the States, would be attracted to your message?
You don't know enough about my background. I wasn't a computer geek my entire life.
Pardon?
I wasn't a computer geek my entire life. That's only 3 years old. I got deported from England twice. I used to dedicate my whole life to the military. I went to Europe and tried to join two different armies over there. And,
why?
Wow, there's a simple answer with a complex question, eh? I don't think you want to burn the rest of that pad off talking about my past. Let's just say that...
On the white couch.
Well, I started with my dad. No, I guess I've always been kind of an activist. And I've always been dedicated to making a difference, and I used to think that the military was the way to do that. And now I think that the best way to make a difference is by creating direct action through other concerned people.
Mm-hmm. It's important to note that direct action isn't...
action is a politically correct term. We don't light things on fire and throw bottles.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's people who chain themselves to fences, mm-hmm. you know? And I would never impose my will upon mm-hmm. these kids mm-hmm. to say, you know, I say, you know what, this is screwed. And I'll point out why things are screwed. Because during the marathon, I was going to say, there's a woman who called in mm-hmm. who asked me, she said, Sean, I'm really confused with my life. I went to university, very smart. The girl mm-hmm. knows gobs about networking. And I feel so empty and I feel so horrible and what's wrong with me? And it was like a 3 a.m. coffee shop conversation. Mm-hmm. And I went off and I was explaining to her because of my background, actually, my father's a genius. I was raised listening to, like, he used to teach me about philosophy and human nature and he used to talk to me about Nietzsche and all these different people. So, and then when I was in the army, I got into Eastern philosophy, Taoism mm-hmm. and whatnot. So I've kind of got a bit of a knack with people, mm-hmm. understanding how people think, sort of a closet shrink, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it's not a...
Interesting term, closet shrink. That's brilliant, actually.
It is, though. But
just have to do something here for a second.
Okay. There's no shortage of angry, confused young people who really need direction. And now that religion's on the rocks, and people aren't, you know, toeing the line anymore that way... And, mm-hmm. and the corporate culture is leaving them empty inside. The pill popping make me feel good. You know that they wonder why they're depressed when the whole world's turning to shit, and they don't understand why they're sad. And all they really need is to, you know, you can go see Anthony Robbins for $50,000 a session and feel empowered for 3 days.
Yeah.
Or you can talk to Sean. I'll say, hey, you know what? You're okay. You're mm-hmm. a failure because you tried to be Superman because you were raised to be something you could never be. And now why don't you just accept the fact that you're free to do what you want and be cool with yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, get rid of the eating disorder. Have a Dr. Pepper, sit down and chill the fuck out, man. Just take it easy.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what... I dress it up a lot with a lot of anger and a lot of machoism, And I'm sure if you've listened to the show, you've got no shortage. I mean, God only knows what you imagine me being. But a lot of that is showmanship. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that's Gene Simmons on stage.
Gets people listening.
And the shock jock, I mean, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here, you know. And I got to be like, hey, you, buddy, what are you doing? And you've got to do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, these kids, you know, rather than wrapping up, you know, we're wrapping up vitamins in a junk food shell.
Yeah.
And that's the way we got to get it. That's
the way we can get them to pay attention nowadays.
God, I'm good with these metaphors. They're just flying off junk food. Fuck,
raised on
brilliant.
TV,
that's,
right? To know it's all flashy and sometimes you can get the point across. You really have to get them excited and yell at them to whisper.
Wow. I mean, there's one guy named Smokehouse in Peoria, Illinois. And this guy has, I think it's cerebral palsy or MS, one of those two.
We always forget.
I think it's cerebral palsy.
He's
actually
completely screwed up, and he lost his job. He was really down. And he is now, he's an internet celebrity now because he's so involved with Rant Radio. Everybody knows his name. I mentioned him in a couple of rants, and it's kind of like the Andy Warhol syndrome. You know, I touch this guy on the forehead, and all of a sudden he's a kind of
more than 15 minutes, though.
He's more than 15 minutes of fame, and it's very humbling for me because this guy's great.
Yeah.
And he's sending me promos and mixes, and YouTube. We'll play some of the stuff for you. It'll melt your head.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a lot on the show tonight, you'll see.
Yeah,
what kind of stuff people are sending in.
God, it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. So it's very rewarding for myself to have. Is it? Yeah, there's a lot of very rewarding that way to help these kids.
Now, who owns? Is this the condo owned by?
It's my condo. Yeah.
You bought it?
Yep. About 4 years ago.
God, how did you afford a condo? How much did you pay for it?
Why are you asking?
Not gonna tell you.
I'm just curious.
Is this off the record?
Yeah.
Curious. Okay. It's just over $100,000.
Okay.
I bought it new. And I have a pretty good job. Sysadmins do pretty good.
No, it's just because I'm like 29 and I'm not even fucking close to my house.
I hear you. I hear you, buddy. Yeah. I'm renting right here. You and me, sister. We're all over that. And Derek's in the same boat. Hi. Yeah, we're just, we suck.
4 years ago, so you're quite young then. Why'd you pick Langley? Because I'll tell you how I know of Langley. My in-laws live in Langley. They live in Walnut Grove. And it's the most plastic commute I've ever seen in my life.
Walnut Grove,
Come out at night when the teenagers are off the streets.
So
hang out in front of the, you'll find out that's not a plastic baseball bat.
Really?
You want to find the trouble in the city? Go to the good neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the girls who are right past curfew. Mm-hmm. I'll date a chick from Shaughnessy any day.
But the point is, like, I think of places like Langley and Walnut Grove as evidence of what the hell's wrong with our culture, because it's so plastic.
Mm-hmm.
All there is a mall to go to. Yeah. That's what people do.
Now you're talking crazy, okay?
Teenage kids driving around in Mustangs worshipping people who live in slums.
Like,
that's the crazy part.
Yeah. But then, that's what's so interesting about you guys is, like, look what you're in the middle of.
We're the rats in the walls, man.
No, but really, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, how did you pick Langley instead of...
Oh, I've always lived in Langley. It just happened.
This is where you were raised.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
All my friends are here, whatever. Yeah. Stay here.
I'm being so nice. I'm being so nice.
Just be nice for a while, Sean.
We hack on each other mercilessly. Trench. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. He's vegan, right? Are you a vegetarian?
Oh, you are?
I'm willing to bet you're a vegetarian.
No.
Really? You know why I said that? Because you're not wearing, your shoes are not leather.
I have a lot of friends who are.
Yeah. He's rabid vegan. He's foaming at the mouth.
Really?
Not rabid.
You're rabid.
No.
Okay, no, you have had, you do still eat bread.
Yeah.
Sinner.
And chocolate.
Sinner.
Yeah.
Why is that? That's interesting.
Because I gave him a whole bunch of literature on it.
It's his fault. And I read it accidentally.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And I went, oh my goodness, this is bad. For all the reasons that you can think of for not eating
reasons.
Meat.
Oh, yeah.
The cruelty, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Flesh. You're eating bloody flesh.
Oh my God.
The bloody flesh part tastes pretty good, actually.
It's disgusting.
I should be a vegetarian.
All the crap they pump into animals.
I have to go pee.
Animals are my friends,
everything.
And friends
cheaper,
taste good
barbecue.
No,
expensive.
Listen, it's. I understand it. I just wouldn't do it.
We don't. We rag on it brutally.
But I'm not pushing it on anyone.
Want some
people
pizza?
Can do what they
want.
He
can't
ragged
have
on
it.
Me.
Yeah.
Do your neighbors know what you guys... You used to live here.
They have to, wouldn't they?
They have to. We've been doing this for 2 years. They must hear every Sunday night the people in this room. They've got to hear it. The windows are
so
open.
So how many people usually come in?
Up to 17.
Up to 17.
Really?
In here.
I think the minimum it's ever been is like 3 or 4. Our friends come in.
What, 12 or 14?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a little slower tonight, maybe.
Yeah.
So we ask them, please, unless you've got something intelligent to say.
Really?
Yeah.
But your neighbors don't complain?
There's only been one time. We were really, really loud.
Mm-hmm.
One time. The neighbors. But wait till you see all the guys here.
But now we're really loud. And I think they're just getting... So they don't come up
anymore.
Really? Yeah. That it was only one time, but...
Jans is here.
So, well, it's time.
Hmm.
So they don't complain anymore. I think they're just used to it Sunday night. We've already also moved the times to 6 p.m.
Instead of
9 p.m. 9
yeah,
to 11
it
used
difference.
To be.
Yeah.
As a footnote, real quick, sorry to cut in here. People who show up to the show here are sometimes a little bit socially maladjusted. These are the geeks and freaks of the past.
So they'll
so,
be like,
they'll be a little bit in your face. Okay, we've done
that's
a lot
fine.
Of food. So just so you know, you're going to be the more of the celebrity here. Right? I just wanted
that's
to give
fine.
You a little predecessor.
If, you know what? I just spent a week in Edmonton for a magazine piece I'm writing on mail order brides.
Yeah.
And
wow, that's some fascinating shit.
It
yeah,
is fascinating,
wow.
But it was with this guy, a technology guy, who's kind of a lot.
Was he a little bit like kind of breathing
so
his hands
just,
out, or
you know,
what?
He's just having some confidence. That was that's his problem.
Yeah.
He actually isn't so bad. He's just so socially
inept.
Insecure.
Yeah,
yeah. And you'll find that most of our listeners and participants are that way because they were banned by societies and then they express themselves using media.
Yeah.
But I'm just this is your 30-minute warning. If it gets to be too much, just flash me the high sign and I'll beat these guys back with a shovel. It's all good.
I understand.
Okay.
So you don't get any slack from the neighbors. They're like, whatever.
I don't think they dare now.
Yeah. But, I mean, but how about the community around you? Like, when you look at...
Would you say anything?
Well, yeah, if you're listening to you listen to one of the shows, I mean, there's people yelling in this room.
Yeah.
Yelling at injustices and
being
really angry.
There's people... Yeah, I'm sure that there's a rumor going around that we're
hello.
Like some kind of militant organization.
Hello.
So it's very funny.
Yeah,
right.
They must think we're insane or something up here.
Yeah, but no one bothers you.
No.
No.
And
if you listen to the show, you wouldn't bother us either.
Yeah.
If, I mean, the guy who yelled up...
Hasn't said anything since,
but it depends on their approach. I mean, if they're going to be nice about it...
Sure.
Oh, yeah, we're not against it. If somebody came in...
Loud, can
yeah.
you
oh,
tone
yeah,
it down?
For sure.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Well,
somebody starts talking rock
like
swell.
Most
yeah.
people aren't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're...
And they're bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
All bad.
Yeah.
So.
Now, what do you think of laying there on the grove?
I just grew up in Port Kell.
Oh, you did? You grew up around here, too?
Yeah, I grew up in Port Kells. I spent 3 years in the prairies. What do,
upstairs,
I,
you
what do I think about it? You know what?
I don't care about being alone.
It's kind of like an Indian sort of thing. I mean, it's just, dude, people are people.
Yeah.
Dirt is dirt. You know?
Yeah.
The people who get involved with this kind of a thing are...
Hello. Cool. That was very close to a pepper spill.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You better hang on to that.
Mm-hmm.
Some trap.